Arthur Garford and the history of Elyria's bicycle industry. Elyria's connection to the bicycle industry really begins with Arthur Garford and his invention of and patent for the bicycle saddle. Garford was an Elyria industrialist who was also a biking enthusiast. He enjoyed racing bicycles, but did not enjoy the hard seat. The seat, also called the saddle, might have just been a block of wood or a strap of leather. He felt that there would be a great future for bicycle manufacturing if that hard seat could be replaced with a more comfortable one. He received a patent for his padded saddle in 1888. The story that is told is that Garford tried to peddle his seat, no pun intended, to local manufacturers but had no takers. So he set up his own company to manufacture the Garford saddle. Information about how he couldn't find funding for his enterprise has been lost to time. Garford was just a bank clerk and a bookkeeper at the time, but it probably didn't hurt that his father-in-law was the founder and president of the bank he worked for, the Elyria Savings Deposit Bank and Trust. Perhaps his father-in-law provided the capital for the startup, or maybe he underwrote the loan. However it happened, it proved to be a wise investment. Garford hired his brother-in-law, George Worthington, to oversee production, and Fred Colson as a traveling salesman. Colson must have been a good salesman because by 1892, the Garford Manufacturing Company was selling 1 million saddles a year to the top bicycle manufacturers in this country. The income from this very successful business allowed Garford to build a beautiful home on Washington Avenue in Elyria, which today is a museum operated by the Lorain County Historical Society, known as the Hickories. The Garford Company later combined with other saddle companies under the name of the American Saddle Company. Later, this became a part of the American Bicycle Company, with headquarters in New York. Garford was the treasurer of that company until 1901. Always being on the cutting edge of the day's technology, Garford withdrew from the saddle company to organize his own business, the Automobile and Cycle Parts Company, later known as the Federal Manufacturing Company. Colson served as his vice president. Garford disposed of his interest completely in 1905 to focus on yet another venture, his fledgling automobile business. At first, his company built chassis for Studebaker and then, with the help of Studebaker, produced the Garford Automobile at the state-of-the-art Garford Manufacturing Plant in Elyria. Backtracking just a bit to the idea that we began with, it is true that Elyria's bicycle industry really begins with Arthur Garford. However, a few years before Garford got his patent, a man by the name of Winslow Lambertine Fay had founded Fay Manufacturing to produce his Fairy Tricycle. This was a pedal-driven, tiller-steered vehicle. Fay claimed that the Fairy Tricycle appealed to the weaker sex. He also created an earlier version of a wheelchair that was especially favored by Civil War amputees and polio victims. The Fay Company was very successful. Around 1891, Garford bought the Fay Company and within 6 years changed the name to Worthington Manufacturing Company, with Garford's brother-in-law, George Worthington, as president. The change was necessary, Garford thought, because Fay had opened the Fay Stocking Company in Elyria to produce a buttoned stocking that his wife had designed. Garford did not want his company confused with a company that made ladies' underwear. As a side note, in 1907, Worthington's interest changed to sports equipment and eventually to golf ball production. And in the 1960s, the Worthington Ball Company in Elyria was the largest producer of golf balls in the world. In 1917, Fred Colson convinced Garford to merge his machine parts business and the Worthington Company to form the Colson Company, retaining Colson as president and principal owner. Colson began a new line of modern bicycles, tricycles, and scooters under the Fairy brand name. Colson also expanded the line of casters and added hospital-wheeled equipment and industrial material handling equipment. In 1957, Colson left Elyria, but the company is still in business in Arkansas as a manufacturer of heavy-duty casters. The wheelchair business ended up becoming a part of Invacare, which is still in Elyria. Elyria's connection to the bicycle industry did not end with Garford and Coulson. Going back to the late 19th century, David Troxell invented his own version of the bicycle seat in 1898. Troxell arranged for his products to be manufactured by the Garford Manufacturing Company, and it became a very good seller. Troxell soon organized the Troxell Manufacturing Company in Elyria. According to a 1927 edition of the Finance and Industry magazine, Troxell Manufacturing was producing more than 80% of all bicycle and motorcycle saddles used in the country. The company eventually expanded its business to include leather specialties besides bicycle seats like tool bags, golf bags, handbags, and footballs. Troxell is credited with introducing the banana seat, according to the Troxell website, although they were no longer in Elyria at that time. The company diversified in the 1960s and moved to Tennessee and eventually became a major manufacturer of welded steel tubing. Troxell today produces steel tubing for the flexible flyer swing set lines and also for automotive seating systems. And that is the story of how Elyria for about 60 years was a major player in the bicycle industry in this country. Arthur Garford's home, the Hickories, is open to the public for tours, and additional information can be found at the Lorain County History Center on Washington Avenue. For more information, go to lchs.org.